You are listening to the podcast of Frontline Ministries International. We pray you will be empowered as you listen to this week's message.
Welcome to Fire and Wind. It would be great if you could pick one of your favorite songs. We're going to intersperse those with worship tonight. So find your favorite psalm. And if you want to sing it rather than read it, you can do that. At least you should select one, and then pray. Be willing to pray over that for the people that come tonight. Some of them are arriving right now. I can see them. Father, we thank you, Lord, what you're going to do in us tonight. You're always willing. It's up to us. Are we willing to receive ministry from you? Are we willing to receive dreams, visions, pictures, revelation from your word? We're here tonight because you are fire and you are wind. Want to burn up in us what doesn't please you, and you want to set us on fire for you, so we will tell anyone and everyone about your great love, your sacrifice for us, your resurrection, and your power to live through us. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, who is wind. Fill our sails with your Holy Spirit tonight, that we would navigate the roughest waters, and we would always be on course, because you're with us and inside of us, Holy Spirit. Welcome here tonight. Come, 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 Holy Spirit. Yes, come, come. We need your power. Come, Holy Spirit. We need your healing in this hour. Come, Holy Spirit. our disappointments. We bring our disappointments. We come before you and worship. We bring our pain, Lord. We bring our joys, Lord. We come before you to worship. You are King. You are Lord. Come, sweet Holy Spirit. You are mighty and omnipotent. Come, Holy Spirit. We want to worship you. We want to adore you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Full encounter. We want to experience you. Come, Holy Spirit. No distractions, no detours. We want to come and bow before you. No distractions, no detours. We wanna bow before you and worship you, Holy. Worship you, Mighty. Come, Holy Spirit. Worship you, Holy. Worship you, Mighty. Come, Holy Spirit. We cry out, come, Holy Spirit. Meet us here, come, Holy
changes in
intentions in your presence. No masks in your presence. In humility, we stand before you, bowing down in humility. Oh Lord, we need you close, drawing with your heart, and we'll be changed by your heart. I repent, Lord, I repent, Lord, that I'm not fully like Jesus. I repent, Lord, I repent, Lord, that I'm not fully like Jesus. Repentance brings such refreshing, as I want to be more like Jesus. Repentance brings such refreshing, I want to be more like you. Time of drawing in personally before the Lord, worshiping Him personally. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord. In the land of the living, the land of the living, I shall see the goodness of the Lord. The land of the living, the land of the living, I shall see the goodness of the Lord. So wait on the Lord, yes, wait on the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait on the Lord, yes, wait on the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Let your heart take courage. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of Jesus. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord. In the land of the living, the land of the living, I shall see the Lord, the land of the living, the land of the living. I shall see the goodness of the Lord. Wait for the Lord, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Oh, wait for the Lord. Let your heart be strong and take courage. Let your heart be strong and take courage. Whatever you're facing in your life, strong and let your heart take courage. If you've had pain today, if you've had misery, be strong and let your heart take courage. Or if you've had joy, such extreme joy, let your heart be strong. Had joy, such pure joy, let your heart be strong and take courage. Wait for the Lord, yes, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous run to the tower and be saved. Righteous run to the tower, be safe and secure in the power of his presence, of his glory. He is there inside to protect you. Of his presence, of his glory, inside to worship, and he is here for us to worship. He is here, wait on him and worship. Encounter, encounter, Holy Spirit. Encounter, encounter, Holy Spirit is here. Wait for the Lord, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Experience the Almighty God, let your heart take courage. Experience our mighty Lord, let your heart take courage. Enter in and take courage. need him and take courage. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run, and they find themselves safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are safe. The towers of your name, O Lord, your 700 names, O Lord. Run to the tower, we're safe and secure. The names of the Lord are the bricks of the tower. We run into it and are safe in him, safe in him. We run to him and are safe in him, safe in him. Calling out his name as we run to him, run to him. Calling out his names one by one, we run to him. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Lion of Judah. You are the light of the world, you are the bread of life. Calling out his names as we enter in worship. Calling out his names as we enter in worship. Calling you closer, calling you higher. Draw into his mighty presence. Calling you closer, calling you higher. Draw into his presence. Be renewed in his presence. Be strengthened in his presence. Pray out in tongues. In his presence, draw closer in to experience his presence. Cry out your needs in his presence. You have such needs, let him meet them in his presence. He has a name for them, 700 names. More than that, unlimited in the courts of heaven. If you have a need, he has a name. Cry out to him right now. He is hearing your cry. He lives inside. Personal worship to the Lord. Personal worship to the Lord. Shut up. Enter in worship, draw near to Him with your sweet worship. He is here tonight, draw in. Cry out to Him with worship. Oh, oh, oh. Cry out to Him. Let Him hear your cry out to Him. Let your voice rejoice. Cry out to Him. Let Him lift you up. Let Him lift you up. Higher and higher. Higher and higher. Let Him lift you. Let Him lift you. Let Him come before. Let Him come before. Come before Him. Come before the Lord, worship in His name. Speak out your worship. Sing out your worship. Cry out your worship. You are Jehovah Jireh. Meter of every need, you meet every need, you meet every need. We'll come casting your care upon Him because He cares for you. Casting your care upon Him for He cares for you. Enter in, enter in, casting your care on Him for He cares for you. It's a command. Casting your care on Him because He cares for you. Whatever your day's been like, come before your God. Cry out to Jesus. Whatever your week's been like, cry out to your personal God. He wants to hear your voice. Worship, worship, worship the mighty God, the heavenly one. Spiritual ears, He will speak to your heart. Open up your spiritual eyes, He will show you new things, amazing things before you, inside you. Encounter the mighty God, the heavenly King. He's closer than you think. Lives inside your heart, wants to speak to you, wants to speak to you. Open up, open up. He wants to speak to you, He wants to speak to you. Words of love and affirmation. His love and His grace. Maybe it's been a while since you've been before Him. He receives you now. Maybe it's been a while since you've cried out before him. He receives you now. He's so glad you're here. Speaking to him again, crying out with your voice. He's so glad you're here, bowing before him, crying out with your voice, worshiping with abandon with your voice. Let him hear your voice. Holy One, Holy One, hear us now. Come into this room with your manifest presence. Spring up, Holy Spirit, in each heart here. We're here for you, only you. No glitz and glamour. We're here only for you, only for you. We're here to behold your face. We're here to bow in your presence. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord. I would have despaired unless I had believed I would see the goodness of the Lord. The living, yes, the land of the living. I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, the land of the living. I shall see the goodness of the Lord. Oh, wait for the Lord. Take courage. Let your heart be strong. Take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Wait for the mighty God. Yes, wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Right now for him. He'll speak love to your heart. He'll speak joy to your heart. Wait for the Lord. Thank you. Okay, we want to declare a psalm out. If you have a favorite psalm, come up and declare that out over us on the Fire and Wind official microphone. You can continue to encounter the Lord and ignore me if that's going deep for you. But those that have a psalm, we need you to come to the microphone and declare that psalm over each one of us. And don't wait too long, it gets awkward. There we go, see? Running, that's what we like. Children, run.
All right, this is it better if I get up there? It doesn't matter. Okay. This is Psalm 47 in the International Children's Bible, because that's the version that I have had up since this morning. It's titled God, the King of the World, for the Director of Music, a song of the sons of Korah. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with joy. The Lord Most High is wonderful. He is the great King over all the earth. He defeated nations for us and put them under our control. He chose the land we would inherit. We are the children of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. God has risen with a shout of joy. The Lord has risen as the trumpet sounded. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. God is the King of all the earth. So sing a song of praise to Him. God is the King over the nations. God sits on His holy throne. The leaders of the nations meet with the people of the God of Abraham. Yes, Lord, we declare that over our nation. Even the leaders of the earth belong to God. He is supreme.
There was no sailor at the end. Who else will run up?
Yahweh is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. He offers place for me in His luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace near the quiet brook of bliss. He restores and revives my love. He opens before me the path, and He leads me along in footsteps of righteousness, so that I can bring honor to His name. And even when takes me through the valley of the deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for You already have Your authority. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near. You become my delicious feast. Even when my enemies dare to fight, you anoint me with fragrance of your Holy Spirit, and you give me all I can drink of you until my cup overflows. Until my cup, it overflows. So why would I fear the future? So why would I fear the future? So why would I fear the future? Only goodness and tender love pursue me all the days of my life. Of my life, your goodness pursue me all my days of my life, of our lives. It's your goodness and your tender love pursuing me all the days of my life, the days of my life, the days of my life, the tender love. The goodness, God, the tender love pursues me all the days of my life, pursues us all the days of our lives. Then afterward, when our life is through, we'll return to glorious presence, to be forever with you, forever with you. We'll return to be with you forever, but now the goodness and now your tender love pursues us all of our days. But now shepherd, I always have more than enough. I always have more than enough. We always have more than enough.
Yes, Lord. Nothing to it. Psalms are to be sung. Well, I mean, you can still come up and just speak it out over us. Who has another one? That was awesome. Come on. I thought it was doing well with doing two verses. Psalms 27, 13, and 14, but that was awesome. What psalm was that again? TBT. Yeah, that's what. There we go. Somebody can come up and do it in King James. Come on. Here we go. This is fire and wind. Anything's possible. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. I've held in your hands from the moment that I wake up till I lay my head. I will sing of the goodness of God. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. You have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. My life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life, you have been faithful. You have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness. After me, with my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after, running Father, we need you running after us, and we know you're always willing to do so, Lord. If we're on your path, you run up to us and hold us. You speak into us, life, life, life. Your love is always speaking life into us. Lord, if we're off the path, if we're in the tall grass, Lord, if we're just thrashing around in the tall grass of confusion, or we're off near the cliff, ready to fall over the cliff, you still come after us. You're running after us, calling out, "No, let me rescue you. I can take you from the tall grass and put you on my shoulders. I can save you from going over the cliff. Come into me. Come close to me." Lord, you're always running after us with your love. We receive that picture, God. We carry that picture. And Lord, we want to be right in the center of the chute, right in the center of your will, right in the center of the path. Lord God, that's where the good stuff is. Father, we do not want to stray away from your heart. We want to draw into your heart. That's what tonight is about, drawing into your heart. Jesus, you're waiting. You're waiting for a closer connection. Jesus, we're willing tonight. We're quiet tonight. We're still tonight. Be still and know that I am God. Lord, we're doing that in our hearts tonight. You're so worthy of knowing. You're so worthy of being still for, so that you can just express yourself to us. And that will change us, Lord. That will change us. For some of us, you've been waiting for this moment for us to be still. Just quiet our hearts. Just do simple worship. Just open up to you in a special, special way. Lord, not business as usual tonight. Drawing in, connection, encounter, experiencing you, Lord. Kids with their dad, kids with their dad, children with their father. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name.
I may set too much of a limit on her, so you might want to do it a cappella.
I will do that.
Two chords is all I had.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You make me to lie down. Lie down in green pastures, you restore me. You restore me. You restore me. Beside the still waters, you restore my soul. You restore my soul. You restore my soul. Yes, Lord, you restore my soul. You lead me. You lead me. You lead me in paths of righteousness. You lead me. Oh, you lead me in paths of righteousness. For your name's sake, O Lord, for your name's sake, O Lord, for your name's sake, O Lord, lead me in righteousness. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear no evil. I will not fear no evil. For your rod and your staff comfort me, your rod and your staff. They 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 comfort me. You prepare a table before me, the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. You prepare for me a table before me, the presence of my enemies. You prepare a table. Oh, I feast in your presence, your goodness. I feast in your love, your security. I feast on you. I feast on your righteousness. Oh, your goodness. I feast on you. I feast on your goodness, Lord. I feast on your goodness, Lord. I feast on your righteousness. I feast on you. In the presence of my enemies, I feast on your goodness, Lord. In the presence of my enemies, I feast on you. I feast on you. I feast on you. I feast on you. I feast on you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just wanna say how much I love you, Lord. I just want to say that you're my King forevermore. Let me just declare it out that you deserve all the glory, God. I just want to say that I am yours. I just want to say how much I love you, Jesus. I just want to sing it out. You're my King forevermore. Let me just declare
that you deserve all the glory, God. I just want to say, I am yours. And when the morning dawns, I will be there. I'll be worshiping your holy name. And when the evening falls, I will be there. I'll be lifting up your child to praise. I just wanna say how much I love you, Lord. I just wanna cry, you are holy and so much more. Let me just decree it out that you are worthy, God. I just wanna say that I am yours. And when the morning dawns, I will be there. I'll be worshiping your holy name. And when the evening falls, I will be there. I'll be lifting up shouts of praise. I just wanna say how much I love you, Jesus. I just wanna declare it out everywhere I go. You are the King of Kings forevermore. Let me just worship you, worship you, worship you, my God. You are the greatest thing, the mighty one for me. I just want to say, so simply, I want to declare who you are, declare who you are, God. You are the truth, the life, the way for me. I want to say, you are mine. I just want to say how much, Lord, you mean to me, God. I wanna give you, I wanna give you praise, abandon, praise. I wanna live for you, die for you. I want to be in your heart forevermore, God. Speak my name and I will bow before you. Speak my name and I will bow before you. Just that you know me, that you know me. I'm not a stranger in the throne room, stranger in the throne room. You know me. What a privilege that you know me. Even better, I know you, I know you. You are the God of all gods, the name above all names. And I just wanna say, just wanna say, over and over, I love you, Jesus.
I just want to declare it out with my whole heart. You are King forevermore. Let me just come before you to worship and adore you. All the days of my life, I don't ever want to leave your side, Shepherd God. I never want to leave your side, Father God. I never want to ever leave your side, Savior God.
We have another psalm. Where's the psalmists? Do we have another psalm?
Yes.
Okay, well, one of my favorite psalms is Psalm 27, and since we already did the end of it, let's do the beginning.
Amen. Love it. Sorry? Oh, sure. I'll try and do that.
days.
Just like we practiced it. Come on. Huh? Woo. Well, Michael McRae is going to take us away to communion. And then if someone has something to share after him, be ready.
Worship, when we were singing the Goodness of God song, I just felt this as I was hearing everyone sing, and you know, I was joining in as well, just the real heartfelt cry from each one here. I could just feel it. I could feel it resonating in the spirit. It was really powerful. Just, you know, the fervor and the intensity of recognizing what God has done in our lives was just really powerful and really beautifully expressed by each of us here. And I just really felt the Lord was really pleased by that and throughout the evening. So just the Lord's been speaking to me today about remembrance. And I know we've talked about it, and just feel like he wants to revisit that in our hearts about remembering who he is and remembering what he's done. We can all think of so many things that God has done. There's like a million testimonies that we can all think of. And you could easily just, when you start thinking about all that God's done, you just get lost in it. Incredible testimonies during a time in my life when, as we're singing the one song about, you know, the Goodness of God song, where it talks about being in the fire, being in, you know, when I was in darkness, when I was in the fire, you know, there's some of the most challenging times in my life where I felt like, I don't know what to do, Lord. I don't know how to move forward. I don't know how to contend properly. And when I would face those, and I know we've all faced different challenges, I was telling someone today, I've had some of the sweetest encounters during some of the most troubling, the most crazy, wild times in my life. And hi, sweetie. And just kind of pondering that, even just thinking today about, you know, we're about to have our third baby here in a few weeks, and just thinking about, yes, Lord, just thinking about the miracle that life is, that it is such a gift, it's so precious, and just how each one of our children are a miracle. Because, you know, for a good stretch of time, for a few years, you know, facing loss, after challenge, after craziness, miscarriages. My mom was sick for 3 years, almost died multiple times. All kinds of crazy family dynamics, and where it felt like it was like, I don't even know how to keep. I remember moments where I didn't know how to keep the faith. I literally was like, I don't even know if I can believe you, God, right now. And as I gleaned on the faith of others here and just remembered what God did, he would bring things back into my mind and into my remembrance of things he had done in the past in my life. Fast forward to now, you know, looking back on those years of just incredible trial, just the faithfulness, just the constant, you know, him saying, I'm with you, I'm for you. And so I was asking the Lord this afternoon, this evening, why is remembering so important to you? Like, it's so on your heart, right? Like, remembering is so on God's heart. And the antithesis of that is forgetfulness. Like, why is forgetfulness so against your heart? And so I was pondering that, and so I was asking, why do you place so much value on remembering? And you know, I believe he's still unpacking that more in my heart. But when we remember, it just leads us to a deeper trust. It leads us to a deeper consecration. And then on the flip side, if we're forgetting, who's all seen the movie Finding Nemo? I think a lot of us have seen Finding Nemo. We just watched it again, like, recently. And the fish, Dory, the blue fish, it's like the fish just easily forgets, has a short-term memory loss. And, you know, it's funny, because even though it's a funny part, it's like, it's kind of sad in a way, you know, like the dad's trying to find the son and the fish forgets and, like, hey, why are you following me? You know? And so if we have a short-term memory, or if we're forgetting, you know, like the Israelites forgot, it's like, I think it just hurts the Lord's heart, from a standpoint of, you know, look what I've done. Look repeatedly. Look how I've parted the Red Sea. Look how I've multiplied food. Look how I've healed all of these multitudes of people, like when Jesus walked the earth. And just even the crowd, when they were saying, crucify him, you know, I'm sure a lot of those same people were the ones who wanted to be fed or got to see miracles firsthand, yet here they are shouting, crucify him. So that forgetfulness quickly leads to a downward spiral of, you know, mistrust of everything, you know, that is against God's heart. But when we remember, it's really a platform for a deeper trust, a deeper revealing and a knowing of God's heart. I've just seen it too many times. You know, like the Apostle Paul says, I'm convinced, I'm persuaded that nothing can separate us from the love of God. I'm persuaded. Like, he said that. So that word indicates that he had already experienced so much. We know that just from reading the scriptures and from reading Acts. But he had already experienced so much of the Lord and him getting delivered from death multiple times, from being released from, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff up to that point. So Paul was convinced of that. Peter, all of the disciples. And so if forgetfulness is the platform to idleness, really, because if you think about it, when the people of Israel, the children of Israel, forgot God's ways, they set up idols. Why did they set up idols? Because they needed some sort of false satisfaction. So they had to create an idol to satisfy a deeper need that was left unfulfilled due to them forgetting. So if that's the case, then remembering is really a platform, like I said, for total devotion for the Lord. Total, like, it leads to that. And so just want to read 1 Corinthians 11 tonight. And just as we just ask the question in our hearts, Lord, actually, one other thing before I say that part, and I've said this before, you know, God, it's okay to ask God questions, like, you know, and like exploring the depths of God's heart. And sometimes there's questions involved, you know, why is this? Why is that? But the moment we question God, that's where we get into trouble. That's where it creates doubt and fear. So there's a big difference. I believe the Lord is, and it's not a matter of the feeling of walking a tightrope and, oh my gosh, I can't ever ask questions or I'm going to question the Lord. It's not that. It's a condition of the heart. It's really a matter of where your heart is, where my heart is in the process. If my heart is looking for a reason to distrust God, then I'm questioning God. But if my heart is sincerely after the Lord, like, you know, we're singing about tonight, well, then there's a genuine exploration of God's heart. There's a genuine desire for us to go deeper in his heart. And I think the Lord loves that. He appreciates that. So 1 Corinthians 11, 23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you will proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." So we may ask ourselves consciously or subconsciously, so why do I remember you if you're with me all the time, if you're in me? But that remembrance is something so deep, so meaningful, that it's helping us see the incredible value that God puts on the relationship that he has with us. That it was the very reason he went to the cross for us. It was the very reason he wanted a relationship with us. So when our eyes are being opened to that value that he places on us, then at that point, there's no room for any kind of mistrust. There's no room for any kind of questioning God or doubt or fear or anything like that, because we're so captured, because we're so desiring to encounter him, as Pastor Bill was singing out tonight. So I just want to pray before we take the elements. I believe God's doing, it's funny because a couple weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago, the Lord is really, and we probably go through this, the Lord was really churning in my heart. It was like different messages I was hearing, different things the Lord would be speaking to me. It was like there was an unsettling in my heart. There was a churning. I'm like, but this is something different. It's Holy Spirit, I believe you're going deeper. I can't really articulate it and understand it with my mind, but I know that you are changing me in the inside. You're wanting to do a deeper work in my heart. So when there's that unraveling, so to speak, when there's that churning in our spirit, and oftentimes it's intercession as well. The Lord's birthing a deeper interceding intercession for, like Heidi Baker, for example. We watched a video recently, and she was talking about that she was deeply groaning and interceding for America. And the Lord is, I believe, through this remembrance, through this hunger, through what we're sharing tonight, through worship, that there's a deep groaning for more, for something more. That it's like, you know, and sometimes you can't put your finger on it, but it's like, Lord, I know I want more of your heart. I know I want more of you. I know I'm so thankful for the miracles, and I remember, and I can't move forward if I'm not dwelling in remembrance, but I know that there's more. So, Lord, I just thank you for tonight. Lord, as we remember your sacrifices, as we remember what you did, Lord, as we remember the fact that you gave your life, that you demonstrated the greatest incredible act of love ever, Lord. You embodied love. You are love. Father, we just come to you. We continue to worship. We just say, here I am, Lord. I surrender to you. I remember what you did. I remember how you set me free. I remember that I was one of those people in the crowd, so to speak. I remember when I turned my back on you. I remember when you went after me when I was a sinner. I remember what you've done in my family. And Lord, as things begin to come to our thoughts and our minds that of things you've done, Father, we know, and it's like diamonds, it's like gold when we remember. It's a stake in the ground that will always remain in our hearts. And we also know, God, that you want to go even more. You want to go above and beyond that, Father, because there's greater things in store. There's greater things in store for the future. There's greater things in store for now. There's more healings that are about to be released. There's more breakthroughs that you're going to bring, Lord, in this season, in this year, and next year, and this decade. So we thank you, Lord, that this is a catalyst for what you want to release, what you want to accomplish. Because you want to accomplish things. You have a will, Lord. You are on the move. And we thank you, Jesus. We receive your body and your blood tonight. We ask for a cleansing and a purifying in our hearts, Lord. Take us to a deeper place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor and the glory. Thank you, God. Sometimes groaning supersedes words. Sometimes what we're feeling in the spirit, in our spirit, supersedes what we could even express. And Father, we know that you're working, and we just partner with you. And we thank you for the privilege of knowing you and partnering with you, and the fact that you call us your friend, the fact that we are seated in heavenly places, the fact that we are your beloved sons and daughters, and so much more, God. It just goes on and on and on for eternity. So just bless each one here, Father, and online, Lord. And if there's anyone here or online or that needs to know you, God, that wants to understand what does this relationship with Jesus look like, Lord, that you would touch them right now, that you would open eyes, open hearts right now, and that you would fill each one, God, that you would bring salvation to anyone who needs to know you, Father, and healing, Lord, to anyone who needs it. It's through your blood, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Says a psalm or something to share.
Can you play?
I can. Hope it helps.
Holy lovers in the land, my glorious ones who fulfill all my desires. pleasure and my portion. You hold my destiny and its timing in your hands. Your pleasant path leads me to pleasant places. Your pleasant path leads me to pleasant places. Your pleasant path leads me to pleasant places. I'm overwhelmed by the privileges that come with following you. I'm overwhelmed by the privileges that come with following you. You counsel me, it makes me praise you more. I praise you more, I praise you more, for you're a good shepherd, God. The way you counsel me makes me praise you more. For your whispers in the night give me wisdom. For your whispers in the night give me wisdom. You show me what to do next when I don't know what to do and I feel so lost. You show me what to do next. You're so faithful, God. You show me what to do next. Because I set you, Yahweh, always close to me, my confidence will never be weakened. Because I set you, Yahweh, always close to me, my confidence will never, never be weakened. For I experience your wraparound presence every moment. I experience your wraparound presence every moment. My confidence is in you, O Yahweh. My confidence is in you, O Yahweh. I put no confidence in my own flesh. My confidence is in you, Yahweh, O great and mighty God. My confidence is in you, O Yahweh. We put no confidence in our flesh. For what you did, Jesus, at the cross. For what you did, Jesus, at the cross. We put no confidence in our flesh. Our confidence will never be weakened. For we experience your wraparound presence every moment. My heart and soul explode with joy full of glory. My heart and soul explode with joy full of glory, full of glory. Even my body will rest confident and secure, secure in you. For you will not abandon me to the realm of death. Abandon me to the realm of death, nor will you allow your faithful one to experience corruption. Because of you, I know the path of life. Because of you, I know the path of life. As I taste the fullness of joy in your presence. Yes, we taste the fullness of joy in your presence. Yes, we taste the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right side, at your right side, at your right side. I'm right at your right side. I'm close by your right side. I am your daughter. I am close at your right side. At your right side, you make a way for me. At your right side, Jesus made a way for me. At your right side, at your right side. experience divine pleasures forevermore.
It seems as though people have had this bottled up in them for a while. Like, you just pop the cork and woo! The authentic worship comes forth. You know, think of this for people online. They're going to have to actually, you know, believe that the Lord is able to do that in them as well. Because it probably sounds a little bit different online than here in the room. And they don't have the atmosphere that we have here in the room, that the Holy Spirit has developed this risk in us to risk worshiping Him. Come on, where does this happen? How many places can you have people come up and sing the Psalms without fear of, you know, people here going, oh man, I wish they would sit down. You know, we're all like, oh wow. Just appreciating the sincere expression of worship, risking to worship Him fresh. Come on. This is beautiful. I'm stunned that we just entered into that risk so easily. And it's just like, thank you, Lord, that we can do that here. And God, we're not saying anything against any other place, but God, we're just so thankful that we can just hear an authentic expression from the heart without fear, orphans fear, sons and daughters are free to worship their God. Orphans fear. They fear. They're afraid. If you hear someone saying they're afraid, they're an orphan heart. Those of us that are sons and daughters, maybe we have a moment of trepidation, a moment of fear, but it can quickly pass because our Jesus, our Father, Holy Spirit, loves to hear our expressions of authentic worship, just letting it flow before Him. Remember that as we go home. This shouldn't be the only place that this happens. That we should sing out, we should cry out. I was doing that today very strongly, and usually I'm quiet when I do it. I was just at home, and it was empty. Pastor Mary Pat's in Florida again. And I just, you know, it's just like I couldn't wake her up. I couldn't, you know, bother her at all with her conversations of ministry on the phone. I just let loose and just, I didn't expect that it would be this good coming here with everyone just letting loose. This is awesome. Come on. This takes a heart for Jesus to have this expressed this way. I'm just savoring this like a steak that I never eat. But you know, I have veggie burgers, but still, I'm savoring this. Is there anyone else that would like to express in song or speaking out? It's okay. Please. I saw that. I saw the lean. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
I'm just done by it. Done by the freedom of this place.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I just am so thankful to the Lord.
Yes,
for the
God.
Freedom. It's so freeing to be here.
Yes, Lord. Come on. Oh.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. He's so good.
Yes.
And this is just the beginning. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so cool.
So I thank the Lord for this freedom.
Yes.
And I'm going to sing. I'm free to sing.
This is great. Couldn't have said it better myself. You did great.
85.
Yes, Lord.
Will you play music?
Oh, sure. I'm just so surprised everybody wants music.
Faithfulness springs up from the ground.
righteousness looks down from the sky. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and make his footsteps away. Thank you. And the title is Revive Us Again.
Thank you, Lord. Sweet. Sweet. Thank you, Jesus.
Probably not going to sing. But maybe. But what I think would be amazing, or not, but if when we get to heaven and we actually find out how when they wrote these psalms, the way that they were sung with the chord progressions and everything else, what if tonight when you were singing out from your heart, it was exactly like they sang it back then, just in Hebrew or something, or just, I don't know, maybe not, but just be creative. Just want to read this psalm that just, it's one of my life psalms, and it's Psalm 131 from the Passion Translation. And it's a simple one, it's a short one, and it doesn't mean that we just switch our minds off as I read it here, but the thing that the Lord reminds me and refreshes me about this psalm is that when we're with him, when we're in his presence, when we're in times like this and we're resting before him, that he then can reveal to us the mysteries of who he is, because we're in a safe place, we're in a secure place, and we don't have to make it up. We don't have to figure it out. He can reveal it as a father enjoys to reveal things to his children. So it's Psalm 131. It says, Lord, my heart is meek before you. I don't consider myself better than others. I'm content to not pursue matters that are over my head, such as your complex mysteries and wonders that I'm not yet ready to understand. I am humbled and quieted in your presence. Like a contented child who rests on its mother's lap, I'm your resting child, and my soul is content in you. O people of God, your time has come to quietly trust, waiting upon the Lord now and forever.
Yes, God.
Lord, we just receive that in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lord, we don't want to overcomplicate it. Lord, you, it says, and I'm not sure the exact place, but Lord, you enjoy revealing the kingdom to your children. Lord, in Jesus' name, when you came, you were speaking mysteries, Jesus, to the ordinary people, not the Pharisees, not those that have been studying, but Lord, you revealed the truth, Lord, of who you are, your message. Lord, to ordinary people, Lord, to children, Lord, to those that were humbled before you, and Lord, may that be our heart tonight. Lord, we carry that from this place, Lord, that we can enter into your place, your presence continually, Lord, with simplicity of heart, knowing that as we do that, you're faithful to unfold the mystery of who you are. So Lord, we want to see, we've seen new parts of your heart tonight, Lord, reflected in those who sang out. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to reveal, Lord, those mysteries to us as we content ourselves in you and in your presence and in your love. Lord, we receive that tonight in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So have you enjoyed just being here to soak in the goodness of God and rest in his presence? If so, I have really good news for you that we are starting our Tuesday soaking back up from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So before Fire and Wind, the church will be open and available for you to come and just rest and receive in the presence of the Lord. So we invite you, those that are online, you are welcome to come to this place. Those that are here, plan to come early and receive all that God has for you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Yes. So we will see you Sunday, and come with these type of hearts on Sunday, open to the Lord, ready to worship him. Just so awesome what was released tonight. I'm just so encouraged as the papa in the house, I'll tell you. This is just amazing, the risking to worship. I love it. And thanks so much for participating. I didn't know how this would go. And I think it was cool, really cool, how you stepped into it. Thank you so much. I think the Lord was pleased just to express ourselves to him, individual worship, and we started just worshiping him, and it just spilled out. You were like, the cork came off the bottle, and you couldn't help yourselves. You just had to worship before him. You didn't care who was listening. That's just so great. I'm so proud of you. So, Father, we thank you, God, that you inspire that in us to take risks, to walk on water, God, to get out there and share the gospel to a waiting world, Lord, God. Worship of you. It might start with that we just can't help it, but tell them how amazing you are in our lives. And, Father, we have testimonies of how we encounter you, testimonies of the mighty works you do in our lives, God, and then it can spill into the gospel so easily. Good news. Everything about you is good news. We can tell that waiting world, Father, if it's a relative, if it's a friend, if it's an acquaintance, if it's someone we just meet, a stranger, or, Father, even an enemy, God, we open ourselves up to share your love with them. And we know, God, that as those came forth and though others were ready, I'm sure, to share just freely about their worship of you and worshiping you in front of the group, the congregation, so to speak, in the congregation, God, that spills out into the streets, that kind of freedom that was expressed, spills out into our lives as we go out and we face the world, God. And we know that we can have that same joy and that same encounter with you as we're sharing the goodness of God with someone else. It will overwhelm them. They're not used to that joyful message. They're used to something else from the church. But that joyful message will capture their hearts, we believe. There is good news in Jesus. We bless your name again tonight. And continually, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. If you need any additional information about Frontline Ministries International or Frontline Worship Center, you can visit us on the web at www.frontline-ministries.org or email us at info@frontline-ministries.org. Or you can contact us by phone at area code 330-837-8399.